Welcome to another episode of Making Magic with your host, Bradley Morris from Magic Media. This is the go-to show for purpose-driven creators to get inspired with innovative new ideas to produce your educational content, build thriving online communities, and turn your message into a movement.
Well, let's just do like a little 5 minutes presence practice to really focus in on the people and the relationships, getting ourselves as comfortable as possible. And let's align ourselves with that future vision of success, of financial success, of really feeling empowered and in flow with momentum in our business. And the way that we're going to get to that place in time is through relationships with partners, the relationships with hosts, the relationships with clients, with students. That's the way forward, is all relational. And the way that we got here has been relational. We've had people who have come into our lives and have impacted us. We've had plenty of inspired conversations, moments where we've reflected, moments of reflection from somebody else. And so it's been a relational journey to get to here. And oftentimes the relationships are the things that we forget about. And so today we're just going to call to the surface any and all relationships that we need to remember so that we can focus on those relationships, cultivating them. And so just taking a breath in while staying connected with that future vision and feeling for success where it's all flowing, and pulling all that energy back into our core, into our center, into this moment. And inviting up from the depths of our subconscious the memories and the connections with the people who we're energetically aligned to right now in this chapter, in this moment of our journey, that can be like support systems and people to connect with once again. So if names come up, you can write them down or you can wait until they end. But just inviting the relationships that can move you forward in the best, smoothest, most beautiful way possible now. And calling to the surface the names of the people that perhaps it's time to reconnect with or reach out to for the first time, that have been on the fringes of your thoughts. But now is the time. Who are the people to reach out to connect with, to have inspired conversations with, to partner with, to ask for support, or to pitch on working together? Thinking back, going back as far as you can, 10 years, longer, whatever it is, people that you've met at conferences or events over the years that had a spark, but perhaps the timing wasn't right. Who are the people? Maybe it's time to rekindle that relationship with again. Or past clients, or people who are interested in being clients, but perhaps the time wasn't right for them. Maybe sending a personal message and reaching out and seeing how they're doing. Maybe that little spark of reaching out will help spur them into action because the timing's better. Perhaps even a conversation with a friend that you've had in the last several years who was going through something. You held space. Maybe there's an opportunity to follow up with them and see how things have unfolded since. Past clients that are no longer working with you, or fans who are advocates on your social media pages. Maybe there's been influencers or hub leaders, coaches, teachers, facilitators that you've followed over the years at certain stages. Perhaps there's an alignment with where you're at now to collaborate, to reach out about a workshop, or to mutually support one another. And just breathe in, pulling all these names up to the surface, sitting with the questions, seeing what arises. Each name that comes to the surface, just imagine them. Thank the name for rising up. Asking yourself, is there anybody that you need to reach out to this week to create that point of connection? To rekindle that spark. Is there anybody in your field that you're aware of that you could show up and support right now? Is there anywhere you need to be or go to create more connections, more of these relationships? And asking the questions, we may not get the answers immediately, but with the questions being answered, the subconscious will now be searching for those answers. Searching for those connections, those relationships. And we can be delighted when they show up in our field, in our awareness, in our thoughts, in our newsfeed or our inbox. And if any such names should arise, we put it on the list to send them an email, to check in on them, see how they're doing, see if they want to connect. Knowing that it is showing up in service to these relationships that moves us forward towards that vision and feeling of success. Take about 5 more deep breaths and just see what else comes to the surface in the silence. And honoring each of those relationships that come and go into our lives.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Making Magic Podcast with your host, Bradley T. Morris from Magic Media. If you're inspired to leverage your life's work by crafting your transformational, educational, and inspirational media, thriving online community, profitable membership, or to turn your message into a movement, then head on over to magicmedia.com, that's M-A-J-I-K, media.com, and explore what our partnership opportunities have to offer you and your beautiful business.